大家翻开圣经，我们来读两处的经文。
Brothers and sisters, please open up your Bibles and we'll read two passages.
我们请大家翻开出埃及记旧约二十，出埃及记二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
我们要读二十四章第三到第八节。
We will read chapter 24, verses 3-8.
我先用中文读一遍，然后我们弟兄再用英文读一遍。
I will first read this in Chinese, and then the brother will speak it in English.
24章第三节，摩西下山将耶和华的命令典章都述说与百姓听，众百姓齐声说，耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。摩西将耶和华的命令都写上，清早起来在山下筑一座坛，按以色列十二支派立十二根柱子，又打发以色列人中的少年人去献燔祭，又向耶和华献牛为平安祭。摩西将血一半渗在盆中，一半撒在坛上，又将约书念给百姓听，他们说，耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说，你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
Chapter 24, verse 3. Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, All the words which the Lord has spoken we will do. Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. Then he arose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain with 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the sons of Israel and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins and the other half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant, which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.
所以刚刚我们所读的，特别在第八节这里讲所立的约，就是我们一般所说的旧约。
So in verse 8, where it mentions the covenant, this is what we refer to as the covenant of the Old Testament.
好，我们再请读第二处的经文，请大家翻到耶利米书第三十一章。
So now we will read the second passage. May we all turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章，我们读三十一到三十四节。
We will read Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说：那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约。”乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, he declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again, each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
好，我们圣经啊，先读到这里。开始之前，我们请弟兄姊妹再有一点祷告。
So this will conclude our passage reading for now. May brothers and sisters please bow their head for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。Lord,
we thank you for your grace.
在这七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。That
the first day of the week, this is your morning of resurrection.
我们这一班蒙你恩典救赎的儿女们。
We who have been saved by grace,
we
can all be gathered before your throne. We can sing hymns and praise you. And we can give you our thanks in our hearts. As we gather before your throne, you also delight in once again revealing to us. We ask that you may open up the windows in heaven. And may you reveal your precious word to us. And may your word become our spirit in our life. And satisfy our every spiritual need.
You
just bring all those who are gathered here before you.
主啊, 不管讲的, 不管听的, 翻译的, 我们在这里都没有任何与主的间隔。
Whatever is spoken or heard or translated, that there may be no barrier to you. And may your spirit move freely among us. Where your spirit is, there is liberty.
主啊, 让我们真是能够, 啊, 让主自由在我们的心中来对我们说话, 启示你自己。
So Lord, may your spirit move freely within our hearts, and may you speak to us.
我们一同 把这一点时间交托仰望在恩主的手中。
We just want to lift up this time into your hands.
我们这样祷告, 等候, 感谢, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in your Son's most holy name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹, 我们, 啊, 上一次交通到, 圣经的真理, 都具备有两方面的意义。
So previously we shared on how the truth in Scripture has two aspects.
一方面呢,
so one side is the objective truth.
另一方面呢,
and the other side is the subjective truth.
那客观呢,
so the objective truth is what God has accomplished through His Son.
主观呢, 今天在圣灵里面，神要在我们每一位蒙恩得救的人身上所要成就的。
And subjectively, it is what He will accomplish in us who have been saved by grace.
客观的真理，我们只需要在信心里面接受，我们就能够得着。For
this, for the objective truth, we just need to have faith to accept it.
主观的这一面呢，我们必须要学习顺服在主啊自己圣灵。
And for the subjective truth, we need to learn how to be obedient and live in it.
这两个方面我们不能够, 啊, 偏重在任何一个方面。
So these two aspects, we cannot lean more heavily towards one than the other.
我们提到说呢, 如果我们偏重一面的话, 我们属灵的生命, 啊, 在长进上就会有很大的缺陷。
So if we lean more towards one side than the other, then in our spiritual growth, it will be heavily affected.
我们上一次也提到呢, 今天在整个基督教里面, 许多的信徒非常偏重在客观的真理。
So for regarding these two truths, we realize that today there's a lot of believers that lean heavily towards the objective truth.
因为当我们 听到福音的时候, 人告诉我们主在十字架上所成就的一切。
Because when we hear the gospel, we learn about what God, what the Lord has accomplished for us.
我们只要相信主耶稣, 我们, 接受他宝血的洁净，我们罪得赦免。
As long as we believe in the Lord Jesus and how His precious blood has covered us, then our sins will be forgiven.
并且我们得着这一个重生的生命，我们将来在天堂与神一同有份。
And we receive this resurrection life, and one day we'll go up to heaven and have a share.
这是一个极为宝贵的恩典。
This is very precious grace.
我们只要相信，我们就能够接受这一切。
As long as we believe, we can receive all of these things.
但是，如果我们只是停留在这个地步，
But if we only stop at this step,
好像我们的生命就只能够停滞在我们相信这一个阶段。
Then it seems that our life also stops at the point of which we believe.
但是在神的话里面，
But in God's word,
神还有一面乃是要我们在基督里不断的长进。
There's another side in which God wants us to grow in Christ.
所以圣经告诉我们，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们不过像出生的婴孩一样。
So that's why in Scripture, when we first believe, that's why we are like infants.
我们必须要在圣灵里面，在主的话语的光中，我们在基督里面能够被成全，达到一个丰满的地步。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit, His Son, and His Word in order to grow to a satisfying degree.
所以神在圣经里面有用许多的话告诉我们，我们必须要有主观的经历，好叫神的真理能够真实坐在我们每一个人的身上。
That's why, sister, God is saying that we need the subjective side of this truth in order to truly grow.
这好像也可以解释一件事情。
And this can also explain another thing.
我们蒙恩得救的时候，神没有立刻把我们提到天上去。
That is why when we have been saved by grace, we are not immediately lifted up to heaven.
神把我们留在地上，在有限的年日里面，他要做成他荣耀的工作在我们的身上。
He leaves us on earth so he can perform his glorious work in us.
但是我们基督徒也不能够单单强调主观的经历。
But our Christians cannot just emphasize the subjective side either.
因为很多时候当人一起特别强调主观经历的时候，
Because when people start emphasizing the subjective truth,
很多时候当我们在跟随主，我们难免会失败。
Then when we follow the Lord, we will fail many times.
我们就开始怀疑到底我们的救恩是不是确据。
And we will begin to question our salvation.
而我们忘记了，我们只要在信心的里面接受神在基督里面给我们的救恩，这是稳固的。
And we forget that as long as we have faith in the Lord, and that our salvation is real and guaranteed.
所以这两方面实在需要在我们跟随主的路上，我们要有清楚的认识。
So both sides of the truth highlights the importance that we need to have a clear understanding on how to follow the Lord.
那我们上一次也举了许多圣经上的经文。
And previously we also mentioned various examples in Scripture.
你比方讲主说，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，你们就可以得安息。
For example, when the Lord says, "For all who are heavy laden," and burden, as long as you come to me, you will receive rest.
这个得安息是主在十字架上为我们所成就的。
This peace is what he has accomplished for us on that cross.
但是主接下来马上对着门徒讲另外一句话。
But immediately he turns to his disciples and says another thing.
他说，我心里柔和谦卑。
He says, my yoke is easy.
My heart is meek and lowly.
Oh, my heart is meek and lowly.
所以呢，你们当学我的样式，负我的轭，这样你们的魂就可以找到安息。
That if you follow me and carry your cross, then you will find rest.
所以一面来说，主在十字架上为我们所成就的。
So on one hand, it's what the Lord has accomplished for us.
我们来到他的面前，相信他，我们就得到这个安息。
That as long as we come before him and we seek him, then we will find this rest.
但是另外一面，主要我们学习背起他的轭，学习他柔和谦卑的样式，这样我们才能够找到安息。
But on the other hand, he wants us to carry his yoke, and then we will find rest. So these two rests are actually referring to different things. One is spiritual rest. And another is the saving of our souls in this lifetime. So on one hand, there's this objective truth. And on the other hand, is what he wants us to experience when we're here on earth.
我想这只是一个很简单的例子。So
I think this is a fairly simple example.
另外，我们也讲到许多，你比方讲到十字架。So
for example, when you mention the cross,
你讲到福音的本身。When
you mention the gospel,
你讲到称义这件事情。When
you mention justification by faith.
你讲到圣洁这件事情,
when you mention holiness,
你讲到公义这件事情,
when you speak about righteousness,
都有它客观跟主观的一面,
there's always this objective and subjective side.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果我们去读新约圣经的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when we read the New Testament,
我们仔细地去查考圣经, 我们就发觉神的心意都是两方面同时进行,
and when we meticulously read his word, we will realize that there are two sides to everything.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹, 当我们在读主的话, 我们就不会受, 这些的迷惑。
So we hope that when brothers and sisters read the word, that they do not be misled.
Confused. Yeah. 因为很多时候人的讲论常常偏重在一方面,
because oftentimes man will lean more towards one than the other.
但是我们如果清楚主自己所说的话,
but,
我们就能够在跟随主的路上,
but if we are clear on what his word says, then we will know how to walk his path.
能够, 准确地来跟随主,
and we will know clearly how to follow him.
好,
so now we will continue to read the Old Testament and New Testament.
因为在跟随主的路上, 在主观的经历要更深入的来跟随主的时候, 我们就必须要认识到旧约跟新约的不同。
Because when we follow the Lord in the subject of truth, we need to understand the difference between the Old and New Covenant.
刚刚我们所读的摩西与以色列百姓在西乃山下所立的约,
so we just read about the Old Covenant that Moses established with God.
是神 借着摩西这位宗保，把他的约与以色列的百姓来借着这些牛羊的血所立下的。So
God uses Moses as his guarantee of the covenant through the burnt offerings and sacrifice the young bulls.
那以色列的百姓也在神的面前说：“凡你所吩咐的，我们都能遵行。”
And the tribes also said, all you have spoken, we will be obedient.
那我们看见呢, 第一个, 这个约到底它的内容主要是什么?
So we can see what the primary content of this covenant is.
如果我们读出埃及记前面从19章开始去看的时候, 我们就知道, 这个约所讲的主要是指着律法说的。
So if we read from Exodus 19, we will see that this covenant is primarily of the law.
那律法呢, 主要的内容乃是根据十诫所说的。
And this law is primarily based on what the Ten Commandments have to say.
十诫乃是整个旧约律法的原则。
And the Ten Commandments is the origin of all law in the Old Testament.
其他的命令典章乃是根据十诫所引申出来。
All other commandments or ordinances come from the Ten Commandments.
那十诫主要乃是讲到两个方面。
So these two commandments primarily speak to two things.
第一方面乃是第一诫到第四诫呢, 讲到对于神这一方面。
So the first to the fourth commandment speaks to how to treat God.
他首先讲到神是独一的神。
First he says God is the only God.
你们不可以敬
You cannot worship idols.
你们不可以妄称神的名。
You cannot say his name in vain.
你们要守安息日。
You must keep the Sabbath.
另外后面六条诫乃是对着人说的。
And the latter six refer to man.
第一点呢，就是讲到你们要孝敬父母。
That you need to obey your parents.
因为父母是我们生命的源头。
Because the parents are our source of life.
神特别讲到孝敬父母可以使我们在地上的年日延长。
He specifically says that if we obey our parents, you can live long days.
第二个，不可杀人。
And second, you shall not murder.
不可奸淫。
You cannot covet.
不可偷盗。
You cannot steal.
不可做假见证。
You cannot bear false testimony.
并且不可贪恋别人的房屋、妻子、那个牛羊等财物。
And you cannot lust after other people's possessions or their wives.
我们如果去读利未记，去读啊其他摩西的律法书，我们就看见呢，基本上所有律法的原则都是根据十诫所引申出来。
And if we read Leviticus or we read any other book where Moses mentions the law, we'll see that it originates from the Ten Commandments.
那以色列人跟神立了约之后，
So the Israelites, when they established this covenant of God,
他说你所吩咐的我们都要遵行。
They say that all you have spoken we will do.
那我们如果去读整个以色列人的历史，
So if you read the history of the Israelites,
我们就看见呢，以色列人拜了偶像。
We will see that the Israelites worshipped idols.
他们并没有遵守安息日。
And they did not keep the Sabbath.
他们允许外邦人把这些贩卖的事情从主在安息日的时候运到耶路撒冷城来。
And they allowed outsiders to infiltrate Jerusalem on Sabbath.
他们没有守安息年。
And they did not receive their Sabbath rest.
所以他们被掳了70年，地可享安息。
So they prevented 70 years of rest.
他们并不孝敬父母。
And they did not obey their parents.
因为我们在马太福音看见这一班法利赛人告诉犹太教的这一班百姓呢，说你们只要把奉献奉到会堂里面去的时候，你们就可以不需要奉养父母。
Because we see in Matthew that the Pharisees tell the Jews that as long as you offer your sacrifices to the in the altar, then you do not need to obey your parents.
那他们犯了奸淫，他们杀人，这些在整个旧约的书信里面我们都看见。
They committed adultery and they killed. We see all these things in the Old Testament.
所以我们就看见以色列人的光景到了一个地步，是完全背逆神与他们所立的约。
So we see the Israelites reach a step where they completely disobey this covenant of God.
为什么会这样呢？
So why would this happen?
难道神一开头就不知道这一件事吗？
Is it that God did not know these things would occur?
神其实老早就知道这一件事情。
So God knew at the very beginning that these things would happen.
但是一直到罗马书的时候，
But up until Romans,
一直到加拉太书的时候，
Up until Galatians,
神借着保罗把这一个原则告诉我们。
God uses Paul to teach us this reasoning.
在罗马书第七章那里，他告诉我们。
In Romans 7, it says,
律法是属灵的。
It says, the laws of the Spirit.
它是公义圣洁。
His righteousness is holy.
并且我们这个人是属肉体。
And we are of flesh.
并且已经卖给了罪。
And we have been sold into bondage to sin.
所以人不可能靠着自己的肉体去守那属灵的律法。
So man cannot rely on flesh in order to uphold the law.
所以保罗给我们一个例子。
So Paul gives us an example.
他说呢，比方讲贪心这一件事情。
For example, Paul gives us an example for coveting.
在没有律法以前，我们不晓得什么叫做贪心。
So before the law, we did not know what it meant to covet.
我要做什么事情，就按着我的本性去做就是了。
If we wanted to do anything, we just acted according to our natural instincts.
但是当律法来的时候，
But when the law came,
我里面的罪性呢， 就有一个本能呢，想要去抵挡这个律法。
The sin within me wanted to rebel against this law.
所以呢，当律法说不贪心的时候，我越想要去贪心。
So when the law says do not covet, I want to covet even more.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的经历呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this our experience?
我把我的经历跟各位分享一下。
I will share with you my experiences.
我记得大概十几年前。
I remember decades ago.
我的公司呢，请我们去吃饭。
My company invited me out to a meal.
他带我们去吃一顿很豪华的 buffet.
And they invited us to eat this very luxurious buffet.
那 buffet 呢，如果我们去，比如说 China buffet 啊，伊巴吉啊。
So,
这个实在没什么。
So, if you go to a buffet like China Buffet or Hibachi, it's only 10 bucks, it's nothing.
公司请我们去吃一顿非常豪华的 buffet.
So, the company invited me out to a very luxurious buffet.
那个 buffet 呢，有一道非常有名的，就是让你免费吃龙虾。
So, one aspect of the buffet is that you were able to eat lobster as much as you want.
那龙虾呢，都是一大只呢，蒸好的。
So these lobsters were this one whole lobster steamed.
那我的同事呢，大部分的人就吃一只，顶多就吃两只。
So most of my colleagues, they would eat one or two at most.
那当然，他还有很多非常好的菜。
And of course, they would have other dishes that are very good.
那我那一天呢，想说，哇，这机会实在太难得了。
So that day, I thought to myself, wow, this opportunity is so rare.
所以呢，当我吃完两只龙虾的时候
，So after I finished two lobsters，
我就觉得说，好像还可以再吃一点。
I thought to myself, I think I can eat some more。
所以我就吃了第三只。
So I ate the third lobster。
等我吃完的时候，我心中很后悔。
Now after I finished it, I felt a lot of regret。
我那一天晚上睡不着。
And that night I could not sleep。
这就表明我们心中实在是很贪心。
And this shows how much we covet within our hearts.
照理说，吃个八分饱就已经可以了。
So we should supposedly eat until we are 80% full.
但是人实在忍耐不住。
But man cannot contain himself.
保罗在那里告诉我们。
So Paul tells us there.
我们这一个人实在是已经犯了罪的人。
That we have already committed sin.
我们不能够想要靠我们自己的力量去遵守神的律法。
And we cannot rely on our own strength to uphold God's law.
所以到了加拉太书，他把更重要的原则告诉我们。
So up to Galatians, he tells us an even more important thing.
他说律法乃是为过犯添上的。
He says, the law has been
aided to transgression.
Has aided us to transgress.
换句话说，就是让我们认识我们的本性。
In other words, to reveal to us our innate self.
当过犯显出来的时候，当我们在那里要靠着我们的力量去遵守的时候，我们这个罪的本性就显明出来。
When we rely on our own strength to uphold the law, then our innate self is revealed.
所以接下来他就讲到圣经把我们都圈在罪的底下。
And he says that scripture has shut us up all under sin.
要把我们带到基督的面前。
So that we could be brought before the Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够因信称义。
So that we can believe and be justified by faith.
我们因信称义就是讲到说我们不是靠行为称义。
So when we are justified by faith, it shows that we are not saved by through our actions.
那我们从保罗的教训里面，我们就可以看见为什么以色列人会失败。
So from Paul's exhortation, we can see why the Israelites have failed.
今天新约的圣徒有没有可能活在旧约的原则底下？
So today, those under the new covenant, will they continue to act according to the old covenant?
We need
to carefully consider this.
很多时候, 实在说来, 我们活在旧约的原则底下。
Oftentimes, we still live under the conditions of the old covenant.
我记得, 在我刚信主的时候, 或者在那一段时间内, 也常常听到许多弟兄姊妹这样讲,
I know that when I first believed, I also heard many brothers and sisters speak like this.
你只要把圣经叫我们怎样过生活, 怎样过基督徒的生活, 你一点一点跟我讲清楚, 就可以了。
As long as you share with me bit by bit on how scripture teaches us to live, then that will be enough.
这个心思呢, 就好像犹太人, 当初对神所说的, 你只要把律法告诉我, 我必定遵守。
And this is like what the Israelites told God at the beginning, that as long as you reveal to us what is the law, then I will obey.
所以人就告诉我们, 那你要读经聚会祷告。
So then people would just tell me, you just need to read the word and pray.
你可能需要在教会中有一点服侍。
You need to perform some acts of service at church.
你要按十分之一奉献。
And you need to give tithes.
那你只要来到教会当中, 你要表现得像圣徒的体统。
And as long as you come to church, you need to act like a saint.
那你来聚会的时候呢, 你要穿衣服要整齐。
And when you come to church, you must dress properly.
所以, 基督徒好像就变成一个宗教的一个行为来到神的面前聚会。
So Christianity has turned into something like a religion when it comes to fellowshipping with God.
我们很容易就变成来到聚会当中呢, 我们是一副圣徒正常的表现。
And it becomes very easy for us to come to church and act religiously.
那当我们回到家里或者在工作的场所, 所表现的却跟世人没有两样。
But then when we go home and we go to work, then our actions are no different from those in the world.
我记得当人这样跟我讲的时候,
I remember when people told me this,
我刚信主的时候心中很火热。
When I first believed, I was very passionate with my faith.
所以读经聚会祷告对我来说很 不是太困难的事情，我心中做这些事很喜乐。
So studying the word or praying, these things came very easy to me as I was very passionate.
可是当年日慢慢过去久了,
But as the days went on,
你会发觉做这些事呢, 也觉得很困难。
You realize that doing these things become more difficult.
当要读圣经的时候, 你发觉读圣经好像没有什么味道。
And when you read scripture, you'll find yourself thinking that there's no taste to what you're reading.
还不如看电视呢。
It's better to watch TV.
那祷告的时候, 好像刚开始跟主之间的祷告, 常常非常的新鲜, 活泼。
And when you're praying, it seems at first, when your prayer with the Lord is very lively.
但是当年日久了以后, 你的祷告就变成非常的 公式化就是routine.
And as the days go on, you realize that your prayers become stale and routine.
那聚会呢, 刚开始的时候, 跟弟兄姊妹在一起非常的新鲜活泼。
So when you come into assembly, it seems that at the beginning it's very lively.
可是聚会久了以后呢, 就慢慢变成好像连聚会都觉得有一点, 我今天有很多事情,
But when you meet your brothers and sisters after a while, you might feel like, oh, today I have other things to attend to. Do I really need to go?
那聚会的时候呢, 我常常, 我记得呢, 以前, 他们排我做招待。
And I remember when we were fellowshipping, they appointed me to, as a receptionist.
那我呢, 常常迟到。
And I was often late.
有一次呢, 甚至迟到了20分钟。
And one day, I was late by over 20 minutes.
那弟兄姊妹都已经来坐在里面，我这个招待才匆匆忙忙跑进来。
And brothers and sisters have already been seated, and me as a receptionist, I just arrived.
然后那个负责的弟兄呢，站在门口看着我。
And the responsible brother just stood at the door and looked at me.
我心中非常的羞愧。
And I was very ashamed in my heart.
我就告诉主说，主啊，我以后不要这样。
And I told the Lord, Lord, may I not do this in the future.
在这之前呢，我差不多每一次迟到就只有迟到5分钟、10分钟。
From then on, I was late by 5 or 10 minutes.
那从那一次以后呢，我实在觉得很羞愧，不应该再迟到。
And after those, I felt very ashamed, and I think I shouldn't be late anymore.
但是你要晓得，靠着人的力量在那里维持这个基督徒的生活，实在是心中觉得很苦。
But when you rely on human strength to attend to these things, you'll realize that it's very hard and difficult.
所以基本的原则就是讲到，我们基督徒说实在没有比以色列人好到哪里去。
So the basic principle is that we as Christians are no better than the Israelites.
我们不可能靠着我们的肉体的力量来维持我们属灵的生活。
We cannot rely on our flesh to live the spiritual life.
我们可能表面上在人面前表现的我是一个正常聚会的人。
On the outside, it might seem that we are normal Christians who go to church.
但是我们如果凭着我们的肉体要维持这样一个圣徒的生活，是不可能的。
But on the inside, if we rely on our flesh, then it is not so.
所以接下来我们就要看新约的原则。
So now we want to look at the new principle of the new covenant.
那刚刚我们所读的这个耶利米书那里。
So from what we've read in Jeremiah,
耶利米书那里告诉我们神要与他的百姓另立一个新约。
So in Jeremiah it says that the Lord wants to establish a new covenant.
那我们知道呢，旧约跟新约神强调的不同的方面。
So we know that the old covenant and the new covenant, God emphasizes different things.
旧约呢乃是说你们要如此的做。
The old covenant says you must do such and such.
律法是有要求的。
The law has its requirement.
而这个要求必须要人凭着自己的肉体的力量去达到。
And this requirement requires man to rely on his own flesh to attain it.
但是人的肉体有罪，不能够达到这个属灵的要求。
A man's flesh has sin and is unable to obtain these spiritual requirements.
所以在另立这个新约的时候，它有另外一个很重要的特点。
So in the establishment of this new covenant, there is a particular aspect that's very important.
这个特点首先乃是讲到，不是我们凭自己的肉体去成全。
So one important aspect is that we do not rely on our own flesh to attain.
乃是凭着神自己的成就。
But rather, it is through from God.
所以刚刚所读耶利米书31章的33节。
So from what we read in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 33,
第一个神说我要将我的律法写在他们的心上。
It says, I will put my law within them and on their heart.
我想这个律法写在心上跟律法是我们外面的遵守呢，有一个很大的差别。
So this law that he writes in our heart and this law on the outside world, there's a very big difference.
这个呢，我们可以想到呢，写在我们的心上就变成我们生命的一部分。
So when something is written in our hearts, you can say it becomes a part of our life.
讲一个很简单的例子。
To give a simple example.
你比方讲，很多人呢，有这个音乐的天分。
So a lot of people might have musical talents.
他天生呢，对这个音感，对这个音乐就有一个生命中的一个天分在那里。
And they have this natural talent which gravitates them towards music.
所以当他去学这个音乐啊， 很快就学会。
So when they learn a new instrument, they learn it very quickly.
并且呢，他们很喜欢自己会主动去学这个啊，让他的这个天分呢一直发展起来。
And they will take their own initiative and allow this natural talent to grow.
那有些人呢，对音乐的天分实在没有。
And a lot of other people have no musical talent whatsoever.
所以当这些人去学的时候，对他们来说是一件苦差事。
So when they learn these things, it's very difficult for them.
就好像我呢，我们家四个人，有三位呢，他们对音乐都很有天分。
Like in my household, three out of the four people have this musical talent.
那像我的话呢，连五线谱到现在还看不懂。
But for me, I can't even read these musical notes.
当他们在那里弹琴，在那里 enjoy 这个 music 的时候呢
，That when they're playing their instruments and enjoying their music,
对我来说好像对牛弹琴。
To me, it's like playing instruments to a cow.
所以神呢
，Chinese effort.
神就在这些事上呢，告诉我们律法从现在开始呢，不能够是一个外面的东西了。
So God tells us that this law should not be considered an outside thing now.
他一定要把这个律法变成我们的生命的一部分。
He wants this law to become a part of our life.
这个生命就是借着耶稣基督，我们相信他的时候，他把生命给我们。
And this life is the life that the Lord Jesus has given us.
这样的话，我们才有那一个条件来说，神让我们遵循律法。
And only through this can we have the capacity to obey the law.
所以基督徒有一个很大的特点。
So there's this unique aspect about Christians.
我们会爱慕神的话，遵行他的律法。
We can love God's word and obey His commandments.
有时候我们常常想说，我这样遵守律法是，是不是像旧约的基督徒啊，旧约的这些犹太人一样呢
？A lot of times when we come to obeying the law, we might ask ourselves, are we like the Israelites?
其实不是的，我们乃是因着主的生命，他的律法在我们的心里面，自然我们就会有那个爱慕，愿意遵守神的话。
And actually, it's not the case because now we have this new life, and in our hearts, we have this natural inclination to obey.
第二个，他又讲到。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And the second aspect of this new covenant is he says that I will be their God and they shall be my people.
这个神呢，过去乃是讲到说你们要做这个做那个，遵守这个遵守那个，所以你成为我的百姓，我才成为你的神。
So in the old covenant, God says, as long as you do this and that, then you will be my people and I will be your God.
但是现在神说不管你的光景如何我就是你的神
But now God says no matter what your conditions are I will be your God
这是我们在基督里面一个很有从神来的恩典的确据
So this is a great guarantee of grace that we receive from the Lord
我们知道一次得救永远得救
You know that once we are saved forever.
当我们成为神的儿女，神就是我们的神。
And when we become God's children, God is our God.
第三个
And the third point,
他说他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识神，因为他们从小到自大的都必认识我。
They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
这个认识呢， 很重要，这是一个生命的认识，不是一个客观我们彼此之间一个握手寒暄的认识。
So this knowing is very important. It's not some objective truth or some simple handshake, but rather it comes from within our lives.
比方讲呢，当我结婚的时候，
For example, when I married,
我称我的岳父母呢，也要叫他们爸爸妈妈。
I now have to also call my father-in-law and mother-in-law father and mother.
但是当我叫我的岳父称他为爸爸的时候，
But when I call my father-in-law father,
跟我叫我自己的亲生父亲爸爸的时候，
compared to when I call my biological father father,
那个感觉是有很大的差别。
The feelings of all are very different,
对吧？
Right?
因为我称我的父亲，我肉身的父亲呢，因为我跟他非常的熟悉。
When I call my biological father, I'm very close to him.
但是我称我的岳父的时候呢，我说实在我不认识他的个性，或者是对他的认识其实非常少。
But when I speak of my father-in-law, then I'm not so familiar with his personality or who he is.
但是神在这里告诉我们，当我们进入这个新约的时候，我们称每一个人认识神呢，乃是一个生命的认识。
But here, when God speaks about knowing Him, then this knowing comes from this new life.
虽然这个认识会不断的长进。
So this knowing will continue to grow and grow.
你比方讲，在约翰一书那里讲到说，基督徒有三种不同的属灵光景。
So for example, in 1 John, he speaks of there's three levels to knowing.
第一个乃是小子们。
The first is little children.
第二个讲到少年人。
The second is young men.
第三个讲到父老。
And the third is fathers.
所以我们对主的认识会因着属灵生命的不同。
So our knowing will have come different degrees.
但是不管怎么样，我们一称重生得救，我们知道神是我们的父。
But no matter what, when we are saved, we can regard him as our father.
我们跟他的认识有一个第一手的认识经历。
And we have this first-hand experience of knowing him.
不像以色列人在旧约，神是高高在上的神。
Not like for the Israelites where God was so far above them.
我在地上是一个微小的人。
I am a little being on earth.
但是到了新约，我们跟神之间有一个直接的关系。
In New Covenant, we have this direct relationship to God.
所以这是新约一个很重要的特点，生命的关系。
So this is a very important aspect of this New Covenant, this relationship.
他要赦免我们的罪。
And he will also forgive our iniquity.
人在旧约里面常常受罪的控告。
And in Old Covenant, man will oftentimes suffer from their iniquities.
因为律法是冷酷的。
Because the law is cold.
当人犯了罪，就必须要接受制裁。
And when they sin, they must receive punishment.
但是当我们来到新约的时候，我们知道我们有一位中保。
But when we enter into this new covenant, we know that there is this guarantee.
主耶稣的宝血永远有功效。
The blood of the Lord Jesus will forever be able to cleanse us.
当我们认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And when we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us.
那我们知道新约跟旧约有这么大的一个不同。
So we know that there's this large difference between the New and the Old Covenant.
到了以西结书36章那里也告诉我们，他还要赐给我们一个新的心。
And in Ezekiel chapter 36, he also says he will give to us a new heart.
这个心呢，是取代我们原来有的那个实心。
And this heart is meant to replace this old heart of stone that we had.
乃是给我们一个肉心。
And to give us a heart of flesh instead.
什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
我们 因为罪的缘故，我们向着神一直都是一个悖逆抵挡的心。
So because of sin, we always had this heart that wants to rebel and turn away from God.
但是当我们信了主，神把一个愿意顺服、柔软的心赐给我们。
But after we believe, God gives us this lowly and willing a heart that is willing to obey.
并且他要赐给我们新的灵。
And He wants us to give us new spirit.
让圣灵能够住在我们的心里头。
That His Spirit may live within us.
这是整个新约的一个特点。
So this is this aspect of this new covenant.
当我们信主以后，这一个新生命就进到我们的里面。
After we believe, this new life enters in us.
所以在基督徒的生命当中呢，就有一个旧人，有一个新人。
So then there's this old man, this new man.
我们是要靠着旧人来维持我们属灵的生活呢，还是要靠着新人？
Should we rely on an old man to live up to his statutes or this new man?
很显然的，圣经告诉我们，我们一面要背起我们的十字架，让这个旧人，就这一面来说，他已经定死，但是我们在经历上要让他被十字架所致死。
So, scripture is very clear then that we need to carry up our cross and let our old self be crucified.
然后让我们里面这个新人，我们能够不断的活出来。
And let the inner man within us continue to live and grow.
那这个新人怎样活呢？
So how does this new man live?
这个圣经里面告诉我们。
So it tells us a scripture.
我想我们看一下罗马书第八章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章呢，第一到第四节是一段非常重要的话。
So Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 4 is very important.
他特别讲到呢，保罗他看见呢，当他活在肉体当中的时候，他知道他自己肉体没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
So Paul knew that in his old self he was weak because of sinful flesh.
所以呢，到了第八章的时候，他找到了这一个出路。
And up till chapter 8, he finally finds this escape.
所以他在那里讲到说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
He says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
我们有一个生命圣灵的律在我们的里面。
So we have this law of spirit of life within us.
我们也有一个罪和死的律在我们的里面。
And we also have this law of sin and of death within us.
但是呢，只要我们学习活在新约这个生命圣灵的律里头，
But as long as we commit to live in this new covenant,
我们就能够得着自由。
Then we can be set free.
我们不是像以色列人苦苦的来遵守律法。
You will not be like the Israelites who struggle to uphold this law.
我们乃是按着这个生命的律在那里生活。
But rather we will live by this new law.
各位特别注意这个律这个字。
So let's all pay attention to this word law.
律呢，其实也是一个权势，是一个 power.
So the word law itself has this power.
就好像地心引力这一个律 ，gravity law。
The gravity of this law。
地心引力呢？当所有东西你手一放开的时候呢，它自然往地下掉。
So for example, for gravity, when you release something, it immediately falls to the earth.
所以我们如果活在自己天然老我的这个律的里面呢，我们就受它这个能力的引。的带领，一直往那个方向去。
So if we live by our old self, then we will always gravitate towards this law.
但是如果我们现在开始过一个 真正属灵的生活，我们活在圣灵的里面，圣灵会给我们力量，带领我们往这个自由啊，有能力的生活方式。
But once we are saved, then the Holy Spirit will give us strength in order to walk towards liberty.
所以我们基督徒要开始走这条属灵道路的时候呢，我们有一个重要的原则，就是我们要活在恩膏的教训里头。
So when we walk the spiritual path, we need to walk in this
the teaching of anointing.
所以
恩膏的教训呢，是圣灵在我们的里面来带领我们走神合神心意的这一条路。
So this teaching of anointing allows us to walk alongside God.
所以我们要练习开始听这里面微小的声音。
So we need to practice to hear this still small voice.
圣经有两个地方讲到这一个点。
So the Bible speaks to this in two areas.
第一个在约翰一书那里讲到说，我们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And the first is in 1 John where it mentions that we need to abide in Him.
另外一个地方在哥罗西书第三章十五节讲到我们要有基督的平安在我们的里面做主。
And the second is in Colossians where it mentions that we need to have the peace of Christ in our hearts.
当我们在行事为人的时候，我们能够常常思想到让主的平安在我们的里面做主。
And when we are serving man, we must understand that we need to have this peace of God within our hearts.
当我们有心在每一件事上来寻求神的心意的时候，主会把他的话语启示在我们的里面。
And when we are living in our daily aspects of life, we need to receive these things from the Lord.
当我们按着这个生命的感觉去走每一步路的时候，
And when we all walk each path according to this,
主就会按着他的美意来带领我们走前面的道路。
God will allow us to walk according to His will.
很多时候，主所带领我们的可能不是按着我们心中所要求的。
So a lot of times, God might lead us to places where we do not want to go.
所以我们必须要在信心里面去跟随。
So we need to follow Him through faith.
主，他是按着他的美意来带领我们。
The Lord leads us by His beautiful will.
并且呢，让我们能够进入圣经中的真理。
And He leads us to this truth in Scripture.
让我们能够在真理中更多的认识他，经历他的信实。
And in this truth, He allows us to experience more and more of Him.
所以跟随圣灵恩膏的教训来跟随主是一件非常重要的事情。
So following Him through this anointing of teaching is a very important thing.
当我们这样愿意跟随的时候呢，我们的属灵的生命对主的认识就会越来越加深。
If we follow Him in this way, then our understanding of Him will grow in magnitudes.
基督徒的生活呢，如果我们能够常常学习住在主里面，让主的恩膏、主的圣灵在我们里面给我们启示和带领，我们就能够脱离这个想要从我们自己的力量去做一个外面的基督徒。
So, as Christians, if we allow His anointing and teaching to abide in His anointing and teaching, then we can escape from these things that lead us back to our old self.
所以感谢主呢，神把这一切当我们信主的时候都已经预备给我们了。
So we thank the Lord that once we believe that He has already prepared these things for us.
今天就看我们是不是愿意学习走在这一条生命的道路上。
And today it's all up to us whether we want to follow Him up this path.
我们如果走在这条生命的道路上，
If we walk this path of life,
我们属灵的生命就自然能够有那个力量不断地一直往前长大。
Then our spiritual life will continue to grow.
在圣经里面呢， 在加拉太书有两节的经文、常常是我思想并且给我一个很好的勉励。
So in Galatians, there are two instances here that、gives me encouragement when I read them.
那就是加拉太书第五章第五节。
So the first is、chapter 5, verse 5.
他说呢，我们靠着圣灵、我们读第四节好了。
So let's read、verse 4.
他说，你们这要靠律法称义的，是以基督隔绝从恩典中坠落了。
You have been severed from Christ, you who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
所以保罗在这里特别的警惕加拉太的弟兄姊妹，你们不要再靠着要行外面的律法来好像叫自己属灵。
So here it says that we need to stop seeking to be justified by this outside law.
我们是靠着圣灵凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
For we through the Spirit by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness.
我们是凭着圣灵。
We through the Spirit.
是靠着圣灵凭着信心，他这里讲。
And here it says through the Spirit by faith.
换句话说是圣灵在前面带领我们。
In other words, it is the Spirit ahead of us who is leading us.
我们是在信心的里面去接受跟随。
And we accept and follow the Spirit through faith.
所以这里看到一个次序的关系。
So here we see this order.
然后接下来呢？
So then it follows.
原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效。当然，割礼是指着整个律法说的。
So it says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. So the circumcision refers to this law, the law.
唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
But faith working through love.
这个信心呢，乃是由爱所产生的。
This faith works through love.
换句话说，当我们有一颗爱主的心。
In other words, if we have a heart that loves God,
我们的信心跟随就很自然。
Then our faith and following becomes very easy and natural.
因为我们知道所有律法的总结、律法的精义呢，就是在爱神爱人这一件事上。
Because we know that the law, the foundation of law is loving the Lord.
所以当我们里面存着一颗爱神的心，
So when we have this heart that loves God,
不是一个苦苦的在那里遵守这个律法。
Then it's not that we struggle to obey.
我们爱神，我们愿意相信神。
If we love God, then we are willing to believe in Him.
这样在圣灵的带领底下，我们就能够不断的长进，一直到等候所盼望的这一个义。
Then under the Spirit, then we can wait for this hope of righteousness.
所以这个义在这里让我们看见，这是一个主观的经历。
So this righteousness, we see that this is experience of subjectivity.
不是因信称义那一个义。
It's not the same as this being justified by faith.
所以我们就可以看见呢，基督徒在地上的生活是一件不应该用自己花自己的力气。
So we see that Christians living on this earth, it's not something that we can do by through our own flesh and strength.
但是就这另外一方面，我们也不是消极的在那里。等圣灵对我说话。
But on the other hand, too, it's not as we are supposed to be passive and wait for the Spirit to speak to us.
所有属灵的事情，讲到等候的时候都是积极的。
So all spiritual matters when it comes to waiting is active.
我们乃是积极的寻求神的心意。
We need to actively pursue His will.
所以当神在膏油里面引导我们的时候，我们就马上起来跟随，在信心的里头。
So when the Lord anoints us and allows us to follow Him, we need to do it passionately.
这样的话就能够很明白的我们进入这一个主观的经历里头。
This way we can have a clear understanding of how to enter into this reality.
那很多时候呢，主带领我们常常借着圣灵 让我们有十字架的经历。
So a lot of times the Lord leads us to have this experience of the cross.
很多时候十字架的经历对我们来说，我们不容易去接受它。
And this experience of the cross is not something we tend to accept so easily.
但是当主要带领我们经过这些的时候，他总是赐给我们够用的恩典和能力。
But when the Lord wants us to experience these things, He gives us sufficient grace and power.
所以我们能够在主的恩典中欢然接受跟随的时候，我们属灵的生命就不断的能够往前。
So in the Lord, when we willingly and gladly accept these things, then we are able to grow in our spiritual life.
这是我们的生活。
This is our life.
我们感谢神呢，我们今天是活在新约的里头。
We thank God that today we live under the new covenant.
但愿我们能够应用新约的恩典。
May we rely on this grace from this new covenant.
我们能够有一个属灵的认识，认定这一条生命的道路。
And may we have this spiritual knowledge and know how to walk this path.
我们就能够在基督里面有更深的长进。
And we can have even greater understanding in Christ.
好叫主的旨意成全在我们的身上。
And may His will be accomplished in us.
好，我们今天就停在这里。
So this will conclude my sharing today.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have some more word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your ways are higher than our ways.
你的意念高过我们的意念。
And your will is higher than our will.
我们只能向你俯伏，向你敬拜。
We can only come humbly before you and worship you.
为着我们所交通的话语，愿你亲自祝福。
May you bless the words that you've spoken to us.
人的话实在有何等的限制。
Man's word is so limited.
但是圣灵能够在我们的心中做那无限的工作。
But the Spirit can accomplish unlimited things in us.
愿你亲自在我们的里面给我们有更深的开启。
May you give us revelation.
让我们看见我们所蒙的恩典是何等的大。
So we can see that we who are saved by grace, what great grace this is.
我们愿意走在这一条主所量给我们生命的窄路上。
We are willing to walk this narrow path of life you have set before us.
好叫我们更多的被你成全。
So that we can continue to become more whole.
教会在地上能够更多的被你所建造。
And the church may continue to be built up.
愿你得到一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.